one thing is the idea of alienation and loss. And I believe that that's the beginning of poetry. That poetry begins in loss, it begins with alienation, and that poetry speaks against our vanishing. That is, the lyric poem in particular seems to me to have the burden and the splendor of preserving the human image in words in ways that other things may not be able to, as the most intense form of discourse, certainly literary discourse. And that poetry speaks about and against loss in its root function. I see the writing of a poem as a descent. I see it as a descent into hell. That Orpheus is the poet for a reason for me, and that's because it's the archetypal poetic experience. He goes down into hell. And I believe that that's what you do socially, historically, psychologically, and that you...
What do you mean by hell?
I mean...
Psychological hell?
The encounter with the worst. The encounter with that which is darkest in human experience. Either it can be in yourself, it can be in others, it can be in the death of someone you love. It's whatever it is, whatever the specific thing. You have to find it. And I think of it as a descent partially as a psychological model because part of it is unconscious. That is, it's a descent into the unconscious, the way, say, a poet like Theodore Rutke thinks about it. And that you try and unearth something. You try and bring something to the light. That is, it's a kind of voyage. And the voyage is to go down into the darkness and to come out into the light and to try and find something.